the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here on a Tuesday morning, finishing up the long weekend. Hope you had a great long weekend. People still smiling about that Labor Day Classic. Maybe just getting their breath back after what was a little bit of a close call at the end, but nonetheless a win for the Riders. And congratulations again. Calvin from Warman was the successful winner of Green and White Prognostications, which means he's entered in the grand prize cash jackpot draw that'll be made at the end of the season. Next chance to play coming up on Friday ahead of the Banjo Bowl game in Winnipeg. Sad news this morning as we see that Canadian actor Graham Greene passed away at the age of 73. I guarantee you know who Graham Greene is. He was a well-known actor from Six Nations Reserve in Ontario. He was probably got his big start in Dances with Wolves. You would recognize him from that. He last year won a Canadian Screen Award for playing a version of himself, essentially, in the comedy thriller Seeds. But he was in Die Hard with a Vengeance. He was in the Tom Hanks movie, The Green Mile. He was in Maverick with Mel Gibson. He was in a lot of great movies. I also did a lot of acting on the stage as well. So long illness, his family has said, but passed away at the age of 73, Graham Greene. Well, kids are back in school as I'm still laughing at the number of people. I was scratching my head saying, I'm not sure what time school starts now. It always used to be 9 o'clock, but now I think some schools have this goofy like 8:52 start time. And I've got someone joining me in studio who is about the same vintage as I am, Sergeant Todd Jerome. School always started at 9 for you, did it not?
It did.
Eastern Regina. You went to school in East Regina, if I remember correctly.
Glen Elm and Belfry, yes, sir.
Yes. Anyway, glad to have you back on the program, Todd Jerome, Sergeant with the Regina Police Service and the Sergeant in charge of the School Resource Officer Program. So was it like a first day back to school for the SROs too?
Yeah, they were all quite excited. They were there nice and early, got their cars going.
New backpacks?
We got new backpacks last year, so we're all good there, yeah.
That's good. How many school resource officers are there in the city of Regina?
There's 15. So there's one sergeant supervisor, myself, two other sergeants that are active out at the schools, and then the rest are the constables, and 15 of us.
And each one, if I'm not mistaken, assigned to a high school and then a bunch of feeder elementary schools.
Yeah, each officer has one high school and approximately 7 elementary schools they look after, which is about 1,900 kids per officer.
Right, which is it's a big workload when you consider, and we're going to talk about some of the roles of school resource officers, but it's everything from proactive work like presentations. That in and of itself could keep them going full time. But then some of the more reactive stuff as well is part of it. What would the focus be for your crew today, heading out first day of school, first day back today? What's the focus?
Well, first off, traffic safety. Mm-hmm. Just to make everybody aware, it's been a long summer and just making sure that everybody's driving safely through the school zones. And then also just getting out there, meeting the new kids, meeting like staff changes, at your schools. So meeting the admin staff and just getting back into that routine of just like the kids and the students.
Mm-hmm. Todd Jerome is sergeant with the Regina Police Service, sergeant in charge of the School Resource Officer Program. Let's talk a little bit about traffic safety, because those school zones, and this, by the way, I mean, we're talking about the city of Regina, but this really pertains to school zones, I would say province-wide. They are an important but can be a dangerous area. What are some of the common issues that your officers are out there trying to ensure rules are being followed so that students can ultimately be safe?
Yeah, so the city's done a pretty good job here in Regina in regards to safety in the school zones. Every school zone's posted 30 kilometers an hour from 7 in the morning to 7 in the evening, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, holidays and everything, right? So also there's speed cameras for deterrence for speed. And also a lot of the schools have set out pylons out front of the school. So just to clear the way, clear the path so students can make safe crossing of the street. And then just being aware, being aware when you're going through the school zones that, kids can jump out at any given time. They're excited. They want to see their friends. They want to see their new classrooms and their new teachers, and they're super excited. So, you know, make sure cell phones are put away, and that should be everywhere. But really pay attention going through those school zones.
I mean, each school zone can be very unique and very different. Some of them are compromised when it comes to parking. Just because of how they're set up or where they are, there's no great parking in the area. So that's where I think you start to see parents saying, well, I'm just dropping my son or daughter off, but they're parking in a no parking zone. Do you enforce that? Is there actual enforcement ticket writing? Is it more of a, let's do some education and get some compliance that way? What approach do you take?
Yeah, it's a bit of both, Evan. So we'll have the bylaw officers come out from time to time, give out tickets. Our school resource officers will come up from the school with admin staff and just maybe educate people. You know, maybe they're new to the school. Just let them know that you can't stop in those areas just for the safety of the kids. And sometimes there's just school buses, the stop zones there in front of the school.
Right.
So you got to be aware of that. You know, there's 50 kids coming off a school bus. They got the stop arms out. Make sure that you're paying attention to those and kids darting out in between the cars.
I mentioned that we are happy to take any questions. If you've got questions, 1-877-332-8255. I don't know if you agreed to that ahead of time.
Sure, I did. Whatever you like, boss.
I'm just saying. But we do have a good one here. Jace basically said, supporter of the SRO program, think they do great things. What do they do in the summer? That's a good question. What do the officers that are assigned to this, it's first day back to school today, but they haven't had the whole summer off.
No, and first off, thanks, Jace, for supporting the SRO program. We believe that it's very important as well. So for the summertime, our officers go back to patrol, so they work regular patrol shifts. Some of them helped out in the PACT unit, mental health PACT unit.
Yes.
So we're back to patrol. We're police officers first. So once schools are out, we go back to shift and, we're out there just patrolling with all the other officers.
Let's talk about the importance of school resource officers. I grew up in rural Saskatchewan. We would have from time to time an RCMP officer come and speak to us in a school. Sometimes it would be, you know, don't do drugs, one of those types of presentations, could be school safety. But boy, I feel like now that I've been exposed to this school resource officer program in a bigger urban center, there's some real value. How do you see it? You're in this role. You've done a lot. You were on the SWAT team for years, in charge of the SWAT team. You were a frontline police officer in patrol. Now you're in charge of the SRO program. What value do you see that program adds?
I think it's very important, Evan. If you think about our program has been around for approximately 50 years, that's a long time. So most people that grew up in the city of Regina had a school resource officer. They know who they were. I know for myself way back when in Glen Elm, we had Marv Krulik. You remember Marv and Brian Frickland and Bob Hoslick. And I remember all those fellows, and they were very involved in the community. And I remember Marv came out when we were at Balfour and he helped coach hockey and, you know, Bob with football. And, you know, it's just really important to get that bond with student staff, admin staff, parents, community. And I think it's really important.
I think sometimes when people hear about police officers in schools, they right away have a visual in their mind that might be a little bit more U.S. focused. Often your officers, your members that work for you are in plainclothes in the schools. So it's very much building relationships. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, and we have a lot of new people to Canada that the policing is a little bit different from where they've come from. So they see somebody in a uniform and they may not want to approach that person. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I would say that our officers 75% of the time are in uniform, 25% not in uniform. So we're approachable in either of those ways, right? So,
Let's talk a little bit about some of the proactive. You do some education, you do presentations in the schools. What are some of the topics, things that your officers would speak with students about?
So first off, the role of the police officer. So we just explain to students, you know, why we're at the school, you know, to help the students and to help the staff. Cyberbullying, safety in the community, you know, computer, internet safety, all those types of things.
And I know a lot of times it's more the incidental day to day. You might have teachers, you might have students stopping by the office where the police officer is working just to ask a question.
Right? Yeah, just to ask a question. Or you know what? It's just a nice safe space to come and chat. Maybe you've had a bad day. They come in. Lots of times the office is quite close to the guidance office. So we work in partnership with, you know, the guidance counselors and the staff. And many times, you know, students will come in and just sit and they just want to chat about whatever, right? So we're there to help at any given time. And especially if a student's having a bad day, you know, stop in, say hello, and, you know, we'll chat with them at any given time.
It was sadly right at the start of the school year last year that a tragic incident happened in Saskatoon where a young girl essentially lit another girl on fire. And that is still playing out through the courts. There were charges laid there. But we also know in that incident that there were signs prior to this that this young lady was a threat to others in the school and perhaps even herself. Can you talk about the work that, I know it's collaborative work, that officers do to try and identify these threats early and address them in a way that keeps everyone, including the student at the subject, at the center of the subject matter, safe as well?
Yeah, and, you know, again, like I said, one officer per 1,900 students. And the staff at the schools, it's the same thing. You know, there's a lot of students. The schools are crammed in there. But we have that violent threat risk assessment, so the VITRA program, where if we feel that, you know, there's a student at risk or there's just something off, we can go ahead and we can start that and do a little investigating. Now, just like the incident up in Saskatoon, you know, you're not gonna get it every time. You're not going to get it right every single time, right? So, but it is there, and we're always looking and open for any new ideas.
But there's a lot of these that are done. These VITRA assessments, which stands for Violent Threat Risk Assessment, like these are happening weekly. Is that right?
Oh, yes, for sure. Yeah.
Numerous times. So, I mean, I would like to think that there are lots of examples getting caught in there that are preventative in nature. There has to be, I mean, we maybe not something that's easy to measure. It's like doing traffic enforcement and the number of, you know, impaired drivers or the number of accidents that you're saving. Sometimes it's hard to measure. But do you get a sense that the children that are identified in a VITRA assessment are making better choices, are getting the assistance they need, are getting the support they need?
Yeah, absolutely. And you kind of touched on it, you know, proactive policing and preventative, right? So just with us being in the schools itself should be preventative somewhat, right? Mm-hmm. First officer on scene is very, you know, that's the first part of de-escalation, right? So when an officer's there, they're always going to be, you know, cruising around the halls and trying to be proactive in keeping this school community safe.
Mm-hmm. Last thing, we're chatting with Sergeant Todd Jerome today, Regina Police Service. You know, obviously we hope and trust that our schools will always be a safe place for our students. Sadly, we sometimes see incidents unfold south of the border, and we saw one in the last week here where it was extreme circumstances and it wasn't safe. Can you talk about the work, sadly, that needs to happen in our schools so that we're prepared should an emergency unfold, that the students, that the teachers know how to keep themselves safe?
Absolutely. And we're continuously looking for new ways and new ideas to keep our children safe in the school community. We practice as a group of SROs on a regular basis in regards to any of those incidents, just like we did in SWAT, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to practice. We're going to continue to hone our skills that way. We also do drills at schools, just like a fire drill, lockdown drills, secure the building drills, and it keeps the admin staff and students regulated to, they know exactly what's going to happen if they went into a lockdown. Mm-hmm. So we do a couple of those at each school. Each school has to do two a year.
I know some people will say it's a sad state of the environment we're in today if we have to do it, but I think better that we're doing it, we're familiar with the terms, and we can do what we need to do to keep safe. So it's, I see it both ways, but I think the way it's being handled is the better.
Yeah, absolutely. Preparing for any of those incidents, just to be ready, I think is very key.
We're at the end of our time. Last minute, last message that you'd like to send out on this, the first day of school?
Just be aware. Those kiddos are going to be out running around. They're excited. They got their new backpacks, their new stuff. They want to go see their new friends and everything. So just slow it down through the school zones and make sure that all our kids get to school safely today.
Sergeant Todd Jerome, Regina Police Service, thanks so much for popping by the studio.
Thanks for having me, Evan.
You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.